Now, if you are not on the road to financial independence, this is probably why. There's three categories that people generally fall into. Number one, they're in a deficit position. That means there's more going out than there is coming in. They're in debt. Number two, they're in a break-even position. Everything that comes in goes back out. Number three, they're in a surplus position. They have more coming in than what is going out. Now, you know, you could be in any one of those three positions, and it might still be wise to sit down with someone who really understands money. And you know, that takes some studying. As a matter of fact, it takes a lot of studying. It's a full-time job. It's not something you're going to do on a part-time basis. You've got to be as sharp as a tack, and I'm going to suggest that you have to have the left hemisphere of your brain fairly highly developed, because it's quite a technical task. And of course, I operate from the right hemisphere of my brain. Someone once told me I was a bi-hemispherical paraplegic, and I'm inclined to agree with them. I just operate from about half of my brain. That's the conceptual side. The other side is kind of useless. Now, a person that's in a deficit position could form the opinion, and it would be tragic, that all they have to do is get more money coming in and that would solve their problem. However, if they're in the habit, if they've got a habit, now think of this, of spending more than they earn, would bringing in more solve their problem?
No.
No. Of course not. If a person was in a break-even position, if they were in the habit of spending everything they earn, would bringing in more money solve their problem?
No.
No. Well, maybe the person should change a habit. Maybe the person should change the way they think. Maybe they should change the source of their advice. How many of you would really like to become financially independent? Be honest. Ask yourself, do you really want to change your financial position? Now, I'm going to give you a formula that the masses use, and because they use it, they end up broke. It's a simple formula. There's nothing complicated about it. They take their income, they subtract from their income their expenses, and what is left, they save. What do you think the problem is? I beg your pardon? Nothing left. No. It costs them more to live than what they're earning. Now, here's a formula for financial freedom.